This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Hyperbaric Medical Solutions. If you suffer from a diabetic complication, radiation damage, stroke, or a degenerative condition, hyperbaric oxygen therapy may be right for you. Call Hyperbaric Medical Solutions at 844-877-HBOT or visit hyperbaricmedicalsolutions.com/Hoffman to learn more.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about today, and we invite your phone calls. 888-302-3684 is our number, and we're here to answer your questions this hour and next. And it's been a busy week on the health front. I'm privileged to be able to share vital health information with you that hopefully will have an impact on your lives and the lives of your loved ones. Pass along the information and be a health guru to those in your family and in your circle of friends. 888-302-3684 is our number. And Zika virus is dominating the news these days. It's the real deal. It's a big problem. And it certainly will impact the Olympics to be held in Rio de Janeiro. Lots of athletes having second thoughts about going down there, particularly if the women are contemplating pregnancy. And it's also enough of a problem that, you know, they have sort of an exhibition baseball game. It actually counts. It's a real baseball game. But just like sometimes the NFL plays a football game in London, the Major League Baseball organization has arranged a schedule, regularly scheduled season games that count, between the Pirates and the Marlins to be held in Puerto Rico. But they have canceled those games this year. So concerned are they about the prospect of exposing players and fans to Zika virus, because Zika virus is rampant now in the Caribbean. And this compounds the problems of Puerto Rico, which is headed for a default on their bond issues. And it's going to be a big problem for tourism. And so the answer, as we progress towards summer, boy, summer never seems like it's going to arrive here in New York. It's been awful cold and dreary, nary a mosquito to be seen, because we put away our winter clothing, but it's still freezing here. But pretty soon, and that's the way of the weather here in the Northeast, we'll be sweltering, the air conditioner will be turned on, and mosquito season will be back in full swing. And we can anticipate a reach from some of these mosquito species into parts of the country which have been relatively free. Mostly incidents of Zika have been in returning tourists from the Caribbean. But the answer, whenever there is the specter of mosquito-borne illnesses, witness the recent problems with, you know, all these mosquito-borne viruses, they sprayed extensively here in New York City. And I can remember sometimes late at night walking down the street. I used to do this program at 10, 11 o'clock, depending on the schedule. And in those days, we would go to the studio to do the program. The studio was in Midtown Manhattan, and then I would take a leisurely walk home. And this is a time where relatively few people were walking the streets, and these big trucks would be going down the street spraying toxic pesticides all over the street. This could happen going down Fifth Avenue here in New York City. And woe unto those few late-night pedestrians who were caught in the spray. And I always hasten to get out of the way. But now there's some ominous news. Children living in areas that carry out aerial spraying of pesticides to kill mosquitoes have a significantly higher rate of autism than children in other areas, according to a new study. The study was conducted in the regions with swamps in New York, where pesticides are sprayed during summers to kill and control populations of mosquitoes carrying a virus responsible for equine encephalitis. West Nile virus was the latest specter that got us all concerned about spraying. Children living in areas where aerial spraying is conducted each summer were found to be, get this, 25% more likely to suffer from autism spectrum disorder than those in surrounding areas. So the statistics were stark. In areas where the spraying is conducted once a year, one in 120 kids experienced autism, as compared with one in 172 in other parts of New York. Now, the author of this study, a professor, Stephen Hicks, from Hershey Medical Center in Pennsylvania, said, look, caution, correlation is not causation, but this is a concerning trend. And the suggestion, and it's quite plausible, that the toxic effects of pesticides in some way may interfere with the development of the growing fetus. So women who are pregnant are particularly at risk with exposure to these chemicals. Young infants and toddlers may be more vulnerable to the effects of pesticides. And this is one of the reasons, you know, I have kids coming to my house on Long Island this summer, young kids, in the past relatives who are pregnant. And I take a no-pesticide approach to my landscaping, to my garden, to my grass, because even though it looks kind of patchy and not perfect like a golf course, you're putting young unborn children at risk through exposing them to high levels of pesticides. So this is a big concern. The cure, what they're saying here is that the cure may be worse than the disease. Maybe, just maybe. Yeah, there's a risk of terrible birth defects with the Zika virus itself. But could there be more of a problem in terms of developmental defects associated with the cure, the widespread spraying that is likely to occur because people are in a panic about the prospect of Zika virus coming to the Northeast? So it's a dilemma. It's a Hobbesian choice. Do you prevent the mosquitoes with powerful pesticides, or do you run the risk that mosquitoes will carry the Zika virus? Neither is a good option. 888-302-3684 is their number. An encouraging story, good news. Eating chocolate each day could reduce heart disease, diabetes risk, and I would guess that my risk of heart disease and diabetes is fairly minimal if that is the case. I take great cheer from the study, as you might. New study could lead physicians to recommend daily consumption of small amounts of dark chocolate. The new paper concludes that further observational research is needed to understand the role the chocolate may play in insulin resistance and cardiometabolic disorders. The study found that individuals who ate 100 grams of chocolate a day, that's equivalent to a bar. So what does that mean? Big bar, small bar? Okay, 100 grams, for those not familiar with the metric system, that's 3.5 ounces, which is well within, that's just a few squares of dark chocolate. And I have to say, these days, now that I'm on the paleo diet, so where does chocolate fit into the paleo diet? Well, it can, if you consume 99 or 100% chocolate. There is no sugar, no added, materials, other than the deep dark cocoa. And it's an acquired taste, I gotta say, but, tastes great with a little bit of decaf on the side. And the theory is that it may not be the chocolate itself that helps the heart. It may be the beneficial effects of the chocolate on the microbiome, on the bacteria that inhabit our intestines, beneficial polyphenols from coffee. And you tend to think of coffee as a liquid beverage, but actually it's got a solid constituent of polyphenols in it, especially the way I make coffee, that the spoon could stand up in my coffee. These beneficial polyphenols, also found in tea and wine, may feed the bacteria in the intestine, creating a more favorable bacterial mix, a healthy microbiome that may reduce insulin resistance, improve liver detoxification, and thus help reduce the risk of heart disease and diabetes. Very interesting research, and hey, finally, something that you can have, tastes good, and is good for you. 888-302-3684 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be taking your calls momentarily on Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly and the Hoffman Center. You can find a lot more on Intelligent Medicine at drhoffman.com. Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine podcast and automatically get a new episode 5 days a week. And please rate and review the podcast on iTunes to help us spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. Also go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal or call the Hoffman Center and talk to one of our friendly supplement advisors. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients at the Hoffman Center. Finally, become a patient at the Hoffman Center. I'll personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all the Intelligent Medicine principles you hear about on the radio show and podcast, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our Hoffman Center nutritionist. You already know her as a frequent contributor on Intelligent Medicine, and she'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Thanks for listening and for helping to spread the word about Intelligent Medicine. If you're interested in managing your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news about a new effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation. Zona Plus is the real deal. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you special savings of $50 in free shipping. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. This week at Dr. Hoffman, do not miss two outstanding podcasts. We did a podcast on the subject of macular degeneration. It is the one medical condition for which nutritional therapy is completely accepted, even by mainstream medicine. It's been proven that certain nutrients can delay the progression and even reverse macular degeneration. So check it out at drhoffman.com. Also, very interesting discussion about the benefits of hyperbaric oxygen. And we're actually doing a series on hyperbaric oxygen, ketogenic diet. We'll roll that out over the next couple of weeks. Good stuff, as usual, at drhoffman.com. Let's take a call now from Steve in Akron, Ohio. How you doing, Steve? Hello, Steve.
I have a friend who's a diabetic. He's 71. He's on three diabetic drugs, Actos, Metformin, and glimepiride.
Yeah.
He's 5'11", 161 pounds.
Okay, that's about right in terms of weight. That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's no wiggle room there to lower blood sugar. The concern, his A1C is 7.6. My question, being on so many medications and being fit, what are the possibilities why he can't lower the A1C?
Steve, that is an excellent question. And actually, this week's lead story at drhoffman.com, and it was our newsletter story, is 10 duh stories of the week. And I started out with a story that was from the mainstream media that said that type 2 diabetes is reversible with diet, and it's not that hard. And my response to that is, it certainly is. Then there are these individuals who seem to not respond to diet, exercise, they're at or near normal weight. What's going on with them? And so I would say the vast majority of people with type 2 diabetes, where they're not insulin dependent, can, through dint of a very disciplined diet, exercise, the right supplements, berberine, chromium, alpha-lipoic acid, magnesium, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D. These are several of them, but there's a whole panoply of supplements that can help them. They can normalize their blood sugar. But so what's going on with a 71-year-old who seems to be normal weight? Well, number one, people who are of normal weight sometimes are not of normal or optimal body composition. And this can occur sometimes as people age and they lose musculature. So that's about me. I'm 5'11". I'm about, you know, same, you know, what we'd say 161. That's me. But what makes more sense is to check the body composition. How much muscle is there? How much fat is there? There are people who appear thin outside, but they're fat inside from a metabolic standpoint. We call this TOFI, thin outside, fat inside. And so metabolically, they're compromised. They may have more visceral fat that's kind of hidden, doesn't appear as a big overhanging belly, but it still causes them to have insulin resistance and causes their blood sugar to rise. Other things that could be going on, well, after a while of being diabetic, the pancreas gets weak. And, you know, you start with insulin-dependent diabetes making too much insulin. I'm sorry, non-insulin-dependent diabetes, you make too much insulin, as opposed to insulin-dependent diabetes, you need more insulin. But what happens sometimes is that you go to what we call diabetes type 1.5, which means you're on your way to insulin dependence. And we have ways of measuring this with blood tests. How much insulin are you producing? Are you producing an inappropriately low amount of insulin in response to your high blood sugars? We sometimes see this. The pancreas, in effect, is wearing out. It gets tired, and it's not producing enough insulin. You need more and more medications. And ultimately, the answer might be to go on insulin, unfortunately. And I got to say that for an insulin-dependent diabetic, they can do better on a very low-carb diet and with the right supplements. They may be able to reduce their amount of insulin and be healthier and carry less body fat and thus less risk for cardiovascular disease, but they can't get off the insulin because they do need the insulin. And similarly, this guy may need some medications to help rev his pancreatic production, the beta cells that produce insulin, because he may have a burnout pancreas. So, yeah, we'd have to look at all the details, see what's going on. You know, even issues like, you know, we talked earlier about the microbiome and the effect of chocolate on the microbiome. Well, maybe he's got a form of dysbiosis, the wrong bacteria in his intestinal tract. So the processing of carbohydrates is not optimal in his gut, and this may contribute to metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance. That's actually one of the keys now to an understanding of why people get fat and sick in America. It's not about necessarily excess fat accumulation, although that's certainly part of it. It's what's going on in the gut, and the gut needs to be analyzed. So, there's a variety of considerations here. Okay. I think we're at the bottom of the hour. So when we return, we're going to talk about a new innovative treatment for endometriosis. Also, a vitamin that may be the key to the aging process of organs. All that coming up when we return on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, president of the Texas Organic Research Center. As you probably know, it's a toxic world out there, but we can do something about it. Become knowledgeable consumers and use products that are safe and healthy, such as natural supplements that help protect the body's cells from toxic exposure. One of my favorites is Reg Active with ME3, the only probiotic proven to actually produce glutathione in the body. It's the body's master antioxidant, unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals and exposure to environmental toxins. Glutathione decreases as we age. Reg Active is great for rebuilding it, and I strongly recommend it.
Look for Reg Active at Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold. Revolutionary. Remarkable. Reg Active.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Endometriosis is a very severe, debilitating condition of women, and it involves a process by which the endometrium, which is the lining of the uterus, kind of goes crazy and starts to proliferate throughout the lower abdomen, adhering to the ovaries, sometimes adhering to the intestine, causing a great deal of pain and inflammation, debilitating condition. And recently, researchers explored the potential of vitamin C for preventing and reversing endometriosis. Now, they used a rat model, and they gave intravenous vitamin C, which is the way we sometimes give it at the Hoffman Center. Just oral vitamin C sometimes doesn't cut it for severe conditions. So the rats were given intravenous vitamin C every couple of days, and they were then assessed for the degree of endometriosis that they had. And what they found was that the IV vitamin C recipients had the smallest amount of endometriosis compared with those who did not receive IV vitamin C. So the researchers conclude that intravenous vitamin C might have a suppressive effect on endometriosis and might help to regress endometriosis implants. Very interesting therapy. I'll keep it in mind for our patients who come to the Hoffman Center, desirous of support and care for endometriosis. All right. It's not too often that a supplement comes along that really grabs my attention. There have been some really big ones in the past. Curcumin, which is a potent extract of turmeric, has tremendous potential. If we have time, we'll talk a little bit about it during today's show. Coenzyme Q10, of course, created a revolution in the supplement industry. And then its successor, ubiquinol, delivered even more promise via its increased bioavailability. So those are some players that really withstood the test of time. There's a new one. It's brand new, and I think it's going to be a major player. So I'm just calling it out for you, and we will continue reporting on it. It is nicotinamide riboside. If nicotinamide sounds familiar, it's because that's the name of vitamin B3. Nicotinamide and niacinamide are synonymous. That's the non-flesh form of niacin or vitamin B3. But nicotinamide riboside is a much more potent inducer of something called NAD. NAD is one of the powerhouse molecules of the mitochondria. The mitochondria are little tiny organelles within your cells that are the powerhouses of the body. And researchers have now discovered, and there's going to be more and more on this. So this is a fascinating aspect of nicotinamide riboside. I personally am taking it. I'm noticing an improvement in energy. I'm not saying that idly, because a lot of things fall flat. Several of my patients taking it have seen major improvements, and we're just developing a learning curve on this. But a new study suggests that nicotinamide riboside, by the way, the brand name for this is Niacel. It's made by a company called Thorne, and I believe we have it available at drhoffman.com if you want to try it. You know, we talk about stem cell therapy as a way of rejuvenating the body. So we inject stem cells in the hope that stem cells will find their way to the places in our body that are not functioning well, and that this may be rejuvenative, because we know as we age that our organs become less efficient, and we hope that the stem cells find their way to our livers, to our hearts, to our brains, to our muscles, and have a rejuvenating effect. So far, that is a little bit touch and go. Because major efforts to get stem cells potentiated to work have met some roadblocks. And I think a lot of people out there pushing stem cells, that's not ready for prime time. Injecting them, it's expensive, potential hazards, and it's questionable efficacy. But what if we could revitalize the stem cells that we have in our bodies? Because we have pluripotent stem cells in our bodies that are ready to take over when our organs fail. And it turns out, according to this study, nicotinamide riboside, also known as Niacel, can play a key role in mitochondrial activity and can help to reactivate these stem cells. Studies have shown effects on muscle cells, on brain cells, and skin cells. And the researchers say this work could have very important implications in the field of regenerative medicine. That's the buzzword these days. Ways of pushing back on the aging process by helping our body regenerate from within. So look for this supplement, nicotinamide riboside, and we'll have a lot more to say about it in terms of its ability to restore energy, combat fatigue, but also as a general anti-aging supplement, I think it's really going to make a splash, and we'll keep reporting on it. Niacel is the name of the product, available at drhoffman.com. All right, when we return, we're going to take a look at some very interesting new research that suggests that chiolic aged garlic extract, a supplement that we've long been talking about, may have additional benefits, not just for cardiovascular disease in general, but specific benefits in terms of its blood pressure lowering effects. Big study that we'll report on when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly one in three Americans and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost 20% of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure or hypertension is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risk factors. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is all-natural chiolic aged garlic extract. Odorless and organically grown, chiolic aged garlic extract has been clinically tested to support blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So, along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Chiolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. A new study confirms that chiolic aged garlic extract reduces blood pressure and other cardiovascular risks. And to tell us all about it, we've invited Jim LaValle to join us. He's a nationally recognized educator, clinician, author, and industry consultant in the field of integrative healthcare, and he's also graced our Intelligent Medicine podcast several times. He's a fantastic guest. He's the founder and chairman of Metabolic Code Enterprises and Progressive Medical California Clinic, and he's written, 20 books here? Wow, a lot of books. But his book, Your Blood Never Lies, is one that we've talked to him about, and it's a great book which helps you interpret your own blood tests. It's available at Amazon. You can check him out at jimlaval.com or metabolicode.com, and he'll help you break your metabolic code. Welcome, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So really exciting news, because this news comes right on the heels of news that chiolic aged garlic extract could reduce arterial calcification. That was a very, very exciting story, and now we have new information that it has additional benefits. So, could you describe the study? Tell us what's going on there, and what is metabolic syndrome?
Well, so I mean, the first piece, the study was regarding blood pressure, and so why this is so important is that one in three adults in America have hypertension, especially by the new guidelines. So if you're over 120, over 80, you're probably starting to load up to become hypertensive. And so it's important that we look for earlier and earlier prevention strategies. And I think this latest study with aged garlic shows that it's a wonderful prevention and early intervention strategy. And so this was out of University of Adelaide under Dr. Reed's direction. And basically, people that were even on hypertensive medicines and considered resistant hypertensives, so they were on medicine and it was failing, they saw, reported in the study, amazingly, a 10-point drop in their systolic, sometimes as high as 12 points, but on an average about 10 points on the top number, and about 6 points on the lower number, the diastolic pressure. Now, why this is groundbreaking is because now, we know that it regresses plaque, but it's the effect on the endothelium, meaning that there's less inflammation on the inner lining of the artery, less oxidation going on, and now we're finding out that it also regulates adrenaline and noradrenaline. And why that's important is when people get under stress and they get insulin resistant, and their blood sugar is starting to go up, they start to release more adrenaline and noradrenaline. Even if they're not stressed out, just by virtue of the fact that their blood sugars are going up, they trigger more cortisol, they trigger more adrenaline, and that causes their vessels to constrict. And that's why people with prediabetes and prehypertension are called metabolic syndrome folks. So the criteria for that is they're pre-diabetic, they're early in their blood pressure, so their blood pressures are starting to creep up. They have a BMI of 30, so they're overweight, and they've got a bad lipid profile, meaning that their LDLs are too high, their HDLs are too low, their triglycerides are too high. And when we look at the value of aged garlic, now that the studies are kind of starting to compound one on top of the other, we're seeing that it plays a role in virtually all of these risk factors associated with metabolic syndrome.
And that's exciting because, blood pressure medications have sort of a laser-like effect on one aspect of blood pressure. They may work on, slowing the heart or relaxing the blood vessels or causing more water to spill out of the kidneys. But they don't have these global effects like anti-inflammatory and endothelial lining effects and plaque-reducing effects that kyolic offers. So it's an interesting compound in that respect.
Well, honestly, I've been motivated and enthusiastic about talking about this compound now for well over a decade because all I keep seeing is more and more information coming out showing that it has this broad spectrum effect. Now, if we want to add to the fact on the Med-S folks, it also has been shown to increase adiponectin. Now, why adiponectin is important is because it makes insulin receptors more sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so when your insulin receptors are more sensitive, you're not as insulin resistant. And when you're not as insulin resistant, that means your blood pressures aren't going to go up. You're not going to plaque your arteries and you're not going to trigger inflammation in your body nearly as much. And so I think when you look at aged garlic, one of the big things, of course, you and I both know one of the other big problems with blood pressure meds is that people get side effects from them. And they don't necessarily like the feeling they have when they're on a beta blocker. They don't like the feeling that they get when they're on a diuretic and they start to feel weak. And so it creates poor compliance. And for me, look, there's some people that we know may need to be on some sort of, blood pressure medication. But what we're really trying to do is say, how can you get in front of it first with strategies like aged garlic and adequate magnesium status and maybe some CoQ10? And then if you do need to be on blood pressure meds, first of all, make sure you look at the drug nutrient depletions that are involved in it because many of them deplete nutrients. And then add aged garlic so you don't have to progress to the next med because that's one of the biggest problems in managing hypertension is the polypharmacy effect. And everybody's talking about it, but we're not doing anything about it yet.
Indeed. Fatigue, impotence is a big problem in men who take blood pressure medication. They really report a decline in sexual functioning, inability to exercise, sort of a general slowing down effect. And that's not good because you control blood pressure, but then you slow down, you don't exercise as much, you get fat and lethargic, and that contributes to your risk, which garlic certainly isn't going to do, right?
That's exactly right. And look, I just did a talk in front of, 35 of the top trainers in Portland, Oregon yesterday. And I was talking to them about aged garlic extract and what are all the things that actually, when you exercise, so if you're healthy, you want to make sure you keep those vessels healthy because a lot of people now are getting into overtraining syndrome. So it's not even just that fat person in metabolic syndrome that should be thinking about aged garlic. It's the person that's the endurance athlete that's saying, I got to keep my blood vessels healthy. I know I put my body on extra oxidative damage when I'm training at an elite level or even when I'm just training for that next triathlon or half marathon. Aged garlic is really ideal because it builds your glutathione pool back up in your body, which is one of the big antioxidants that take a hit when you train a fair amount. So I love aged garlic on both sides of the road, right? Where it's the person that's inactive, trending high blood sugars, they're overweight, they're pre-hypertensive. I really like it also that for people to think about it when they're training and they're fit because it's going to help them to stay fit and stay healthy with their vascular network and their inflammatory signaling.
Well, it's certainly part of my training regimen. But some people would say, look, the take-home message is garlic is good. We know that garlic is good. And aged garlic extract, okay, that's one brand. But, you know, just take garlic, or maybe even just dietary garlic is going to do the trick, right? You know, like put a lot of garlic in your, you know, when you make your tomato sauce, or put, you know, eat garlic pickles, and that'll do it. No, right?
Right. And it brings up a good point, Dr. Hoffman. You know, you aged garlic extract is specifically made. They literally age it for 2 years. It's almost a four-year process to actually make aged garlic extract that's in Kyolic, because that's the only brand that has this aged garlic extract with over 700 studies and publications on it, with all the human trials, because you well as I do, I don't have any rats coming into me with vascular issues.
Right,
it's humans.
And that's the problem with some of these studies. You know, some of these studies are, you know, great. You know, you give aged garlic extract to rats, it worked. And then what are we supposed to do with that information? These studies, they're actually done on people in real life circumstances.
They are, and, you know, they're blinded, they're randomized, they're placebo-controlled. I mean, how do you refute doing an image of the endothelium, you know, looking at an arterial image and seeing that the endothelium has become healthy and more consistent with being on aged garlic versus not? There's no way to, you know, make that picture lie. And that's what I think is so important. So for people out there, don't, you know, eat garlic because you love garlic. Don't eat garlic and think you're getting the benefits that I'm talking about, because you really need to look at the aged garlic extract, because when it ages, it changes the composition of the compounds. You get more sulfur-bearing compounds, which are great for detox. And the other side is that when you take it, you don't get that characteristic garlic odor. That's the one thing that happens when it ages, is that you lose that, you know, kind of garlic, what I call the Italian effect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where you eat that extra garlic and all of a sudden everybody knows it. You don't have to worry about that if you're taking aged garlic extract.
Indeed. And, you know, I take the cardiovascular formula, but there are many formulas offered. And, you know, sometimes one of the problems with these studies is that they give an astronomical number of pills to people, and, you know, it works, but it's not realistic for people to comply. It's too many pills to swallow, or too expensive. What was the amount used? If I were to use my formula, which I use cardiovascular formula, although I don't have any cardiovascular problems to date, I just take it for prevention and for, you know, for as part of my training regimen. What was the equivalent in this study in terms of how many they had to take? I think for the plaque reversal study, they had to take four a day, so two twice
daily.
Yeah,
for plaque reversal, the latest plaque reversal study was 2,400 milligrams of aged garlic extract per day. In the blood pressure study, they did two arms of 1,200 and 2,400 milligrams of aged garlic extract a day, and they actually saw benefits in both. So if you don't have hypertensive problems right now, maybe you're 129 over 85, and you're going, you know, I really don't want that to go up anymore. Mm-hmm. Probably 1,200 is going to do the trick for you. If you're kind of borderline hypertensive and your doc's saying lose some weight, and maybe that blood pressure, we're going to put you on meds in 6 months if you don't do something, and get on 2,400 milligrams of aged garlic extract. Maybe think about some magnesium. You can use the blood pressure formula. They have one that has natokinase and theanine in it. I use the cardiovascular formula as well. I love the 600 milligram dosing. And I do want to, you know, let people know, because you bring up an important point, that basically the effective dose of aged garlic, if you're looking at endothelial function, peripheral circulation improvement, reduction in homocysteine, which is a compound when your body makes too much of it, it damages your arteries.
By the way, they have a homocysteine formula as well. I think they have one that has the B6, B12, and folate in it, I think, as well, right?
They do. That's exactly right. So you got to get to 1,000 milligrams a day, basically. If you look at all the studies on aged garlic, you got to cross the 1,000 milligram a day threshold. 1,200 is the minimum on blood pressure. 1,200 is what you typically see on all the other indications and the benefits of garlic. And if you want to progress plaque and have the biggest blood pressure reversal, you're at 2,400 milligrams or four capsules a day. No interaction with any drugs with aged garlic extract. So if you're out there wondering, gee, I'm on, you know, a blood thinner, am I allowed to take aged garlic extract? They did a human study on it and showed it had no effect on their INR times.
Great. All right, so what's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? First of all, for our listeners, they're offering a free sample of Kyolic, And I'll give the number. It's 1-800-421-2998. I'll repeat, 800-421-2998 for a free sample of Kyolic. And for more information, go to www.kyolic.com. And how about for you, Jim? You've got some great resources on your websites. Can you describe them?
Oh, sure. They can go to jimlavelle.com. We've got a great counting your carbs handout for people that they can learn how to be more responsible about eating to keep your weight under control, put together by my dietitians. They've got all kinds of handouts and information. And, of course, the Metabolic Code website is now really starting to gain penetration. And
thanks for joining us, Jim. Thanks a lot.